Welcome back to our pregame show. Joining us, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, a great weekend last weekend in Bemidji with a win on Friday, your first win of the season, and then wrapping it up with a sweep over number 4 Ohio State. What was it like to get that monkey off your back finally?
Well, I'm just happy for the group, Kelly. And that's, just to see them get rewarded and just to see the smiles on their faces after each of those games. That's what it's all about. So again, we've battled, we've worked hard. They've had a great attitude throughout. So that's why it was just special to see them get rewarded.
Kerrigan Dowie played her career weekend last weekend for your team, a total of 70 saves against a nationally ranked opponent, but she had a lot of help out there, a ton of block shots out in front of her. Talk about your defense and their performance.
Well, no question, it was certainly a team effort in regards to defense, and that's something that we take pride in. We'd rather have the puck more, but when our opponents have the puck and they're trying to get the pucks to the net, then we got a group that'll be willing to, to sacrifice themselves and get in shot lanes. I mean, that's key. But obviously, Kerrigan came up some big saves for us, and like I said, we've seen her do it before. She got at the end of last year, she won some big games for us, including a huge series at Duluth. So not a surprise to see her play like she played, and when she's like that, she's awful good, and we know we're going to need good goaltending today.
Your team also received a couple of WCHA awards. I realize there were only a handful of teams in action, but what does it mean to BSU to see Abby Haluska, Grayson Myers, a freshman, and Kerrigan Dowie get awarded?
Well, it's always nice when individual players get recognized, but as I said earlier in a press conference, when the team does well, then individual accolades will follow, And that was the case. We had a big weekend, and we were the only conference series going on. We swept the number 4 ranked team. So as long as we had players that had, pretty good individual efforts, we felt they had a pretty good chance. And it just so happened that we were able to get 3 of the 4, and proud of those 3. But like they'd say, it was a team effort, and they're kind of team awards.
Coming off of a weekend like that, you'd expect that practice during the week, you'd see a little bit more confidence and some momentum. What was it like this week in practice?
Well, it's just, kind of the same as it had been. I mean, we've had good practices, Kelly. That's where, when I talk about a good attitude, that's what really is reflective in how they practice. And they practice hard. They practice hard all the time. They compete hard. We had good practices this week, just like we had good practices last week. And you want to work hard, Monday through Thursday, so that when they step out on the ice on Fridays and Saturdays, it's going to be a little easier. But, obviously you can never duplicate or replicate the game intensity. But when we practice as hard as we do, it certainly helps.
Your team knows coming into this weekend you're playing the top team in the country. They're tough at home. They've only lost one game in, I think, 40 in the last couple of years. What was the message to your team coming here?
It's all about today. We're not looking at it as a 2-game series. Let's just focus on Friday. Let's go out and do the best we can on Friday. Take it a period at a time. We'll even break it down to a shift at a time. It's one of those games where every single shift is really, really important. And if we can tie or win every period, then at the end of the game we're going to be in a pretty good spot. So we know it's a great challenge. They're an outstanding team. Yeah, you just look at their lineup. Their fourth line has got national team players on it, and that's just the way their lineup is throughout. So you're going to have to be – everyone's going to have to be on their A game, and it's one of those things where they've always made it really hard to get to their net. And so we need to really take advantage when we get those opportunities.
This place isn't an easy place to play. Their fans are – notorious for being loud and obnoxious, I guess, is probably not the right word to choose because they are good fans. But what's it like playing in this building?
Yeah, it's great. I think our group really enjoys the experience. I mean, it's a great environment. Like I say, it's going to be packed. They're loud. They're obnoxious. Yeah, but you know what? They're used to seeing their team win, and they like to have fun. But at the same time, it's just to play in an environment like this is really, really neat. And our players are like any players. They'll feed off that energy as well.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here tonight?
You know what? Like I said, I think that this first period, the first 5 minutes are always really, really important when you come on the road, particularly in this building, just the way they come out. So we need to come out and be on our toes. We need to try to take the game to them, push the pace, be confident with the puck. And then all the other areas that we always talk about defensively, offensively, those we have to be really good. We have to, puck management is always crucial against a good team like Wisconsin. So the bottom line is let's take it a period at a time and a shift at a time, see what happens.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.